Now, last week, the youth and children did a skit, and it was based on these videos that I've, and I showed a video the week before. So we're going to do one more this week, and this one is about listening to God. If we could play that one, Debbie.
Drew, I've just been feeling so blah lately, you know? I mean, I'm just thinking about the Bible and how it talks about how God was the same yesterday, today, and forever. And if that's true, then why can't I hear him speaking?
I'm sorry, I'll talk louder next time.
What?
Well, I mean, I wasn't saying anything, but I mean, I can talk louder if that'll help you.
What are you talking about?
Well, I wasn't talking then, but you couldn't hear me, so
no,
I'll talk louder.
No, I'm talking about God. Why can't I hear God speak? Oh. Are you even listening to me?
Yeah, I'm totally tracking with you.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, well, if that's true, then maybe you can tell me, like, what is the problem? I mean, why can't I hear him like he was talking back in the day?
Well, you can. I mean, that's what the Bible's for, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, the Bible is awesome, but I just feel like I'm missing something. Like, it should be deeper, something personal, you know?
I don't know. I mean, I've never heard him, but let me look it up.
Look it
up? Just take a second.
No, you don't just look it up. I mean, that doesn't even make any...
Don't distract me, please.
What?
Don't distract me, please.
Distract you?
Yeah, I can't thumb type and you talking. Hey, pizza's on sale.
That makes total sense.
I know, because it's a weekend.
No, no, what you said about distracting.
Hmm? I did?
Yes, maybe that's what the problem is.
Okay.
I mean, we never, ever, ever just stop and listen.
Well, no, you can't just stop. I mean, you've got to keep on living, right? And
well,
that's the whole point of life,
yeah,
is to live.
Yeah, I mean, you have to live. But I'm just saying, like, how do we expect to hear the Lord speaking unless we actually give him time to speak, right?
Give him time?
Yes.
Well, let me think. I don't have any time. I might be able to pencil him in next week, Thursday
no, no,
or something.
No. Let's just try right now, okay?
Huh?
Let's just stop what we're doing and let's just listen and wait for him to speak. Okay.
Okay. Okay, that was great. I gotta go do laundry.
No. You can't just do it in 2 seconds, okay?
Well, that was time,
no,
right?
No. Okay, like, look, just sit down, okay? And
all
we
right.
are just gonna stop and give time to God and let him speak, okay? Okay.
Okay.
What are you doing?
Waiting for God to speak.
No, you're playing on your phone.
No, I'm multitasking. It's fine.
Oh, okay. Can I see that?
What?
Oh, that's great. Okay,
hey.
See, what we're doing here is we're stopping what
yeah.
we're doing and we're listening for the Lord.
That's what
okay?
I've been doing.
Yeah, so let's try again. Okay, you can do this.
Okay.
Okay. Drew, what is your problem?
What? This is taking way too long and it's not even working.
If you're not going to take this seriously, I'm going to go do it somewhere else.
Take what seriously? Me waiting for God to talk to me? Come on, I told you God doesn't speak anymore.
Is it that God doesn't speak anymore? Or are there just more distractions keeping us from hearing him?
I like those videos. So today I'm going to include in my message pretty much my experience. There's many places in the Bible that tell you how to listen to God and where to listen and who to listen to and all of these things. But I decided today we'd do the practical. So as many of you know, I'm a very busy person. but I need to be busy. I'm that guy. I don't feel right if I sit still for too long. Lately, however, my calendar has been so busy in the family that it has taken over my life. And it's overwhelming. So much so, Brian actually used it in his sermon last week. Just because we're so busy, we don't even have time to see each other. Because there always needs someone needs to be picked up, or something needs to be done, or driven somewhere. Sports and everything. And I look at my calendar in the morning to see where I am, and I feel overwhelmed. And then I look at the pile of laundry and the floors that need to be swept, and anxiety seeps in. And I think, how can I get this done? How can I get out from under this enormous plate I'm carrying? To escape the feelings of overwhelm, I find myself retreating to a game. I play Sudoku on my tablet, I scroll through social media, I check my email, and I check my email, and I check my email. And all of these things keep adding to my plate, because then I see an ad and I realize I have to get to the grocery store and pick up something for dinner, and I open my email and I think, oh my gosh, I have to get back to this person, I haven't done it yet, or I have to pay a bill. So my life is full. It's also full of wonderful things. I have children, I have a wonderful grandchild who has stolen my heart, I have a wonderful husband, I have a mother, I have an incredible father-in-law. And that's just to mention a few things. And I also have a relationship with God and Jesus. So what could possibly be missing? Why do I feel that something is missing? I can relate to that video when she says, where is it? There's something missing. Why don't I feel peace with God on those busy days? So I'm a good talker, but I also think I'm a good listener. When someone is directly in front of me, I can put down my device and I feel like I can be right present with them. If there's activity in the room, you know, upstairs for coffee, I do struggle a little bit, trying to keep my focus, but for the most part, I feel like I'm a good listener. But I have a hard time stopping and listening to God. And I've had time in my life when I have stopped and listened to God, but it's not consistent. It's usually when I need something or when I do have time to be quiet. So last year around this time, I challenged you all to sit in silence. After praying the Lord's Prayer, we sat in silence. Silence is a skill. I had whole classes on it for social work. How to sit in silence when interviewing someone. Who can talk first? We played games to see who would talk first. It's necessary. You listen to a person's story and then sit in silence. You wait and give them an opportunity to hear that inner dialogue. And that is where the place where most of us hear God. Psalm 37:7 says, "Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him." And then 1 Kings 19, we saw Elijah searching for the voice of God. He searched the great wind and the hurricanes. He searched the earthquakes and raging fires, and they were all distractions. He did not hear God's voice in those distractions. He finally heard them in a gentle whisper. So how can we be still in today's world? There's TVs in the background, there's radios and trucks and cars roaring around town, social media, phones in our pockets always, to-do lists that grow every minute. All of these distractions are how we've learned to live our lives. Many of us crave the din of a city, and others crave the slower life of a small town, but however we choose to live it, it's essential that we make time for that quiet. In Colossians, we read today, Paul said, "Don't shuffle along, eyes to the ground, absorbed with the things right in front of you." Right? Look and be alert at what is going on around Christ, because that's where the action is. See things from his perspective. And then Proverbs said, "Trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure everything out on your own. Listen for God's voice in everything you do, everywhere you go, because he's the one who will keep you on track." And a couple of weeks ago, I talked about the science of spirituality and being an innate need for human development. We need God's guidance. We need to hear God in order to access that guidance, because God is the one who keeps us on track. So how do we center our minds long enough to hear God's voice? The man in the video seemed to have an issue with needing to do something. I have that need to do something. So how can we intentionally meet God every day? I don't have an answer. I often see my schedule and say, I don't have time. But maybe the question is, should really be, do I have time not to? Is my way working? Now, I said earlier I had a good relationship with God. I chatter away all day to God. It's like a running commentary. I just chat away. But I need more. The video a couple weeks ago, I don't want to stand in ceremony with Jesus. I want more. The children and youth offered us the skits last week about letting go and letting God, giving the stool to Jesus, giving control, putting up our umbrella and expecting rain to come. So the place to start is to listen. Maybe if we really listen to God, it won't be so scary to hand over our stool. Because God has our best interests at heart. I often write my messages in a quiet space. I've done it out in a kayak. I've done it in my backyard. And this one I wrote on my back porch at about 5 in the morning. I sat and I listened to the birds. And I watched the sun. And I felt the warmth. And I actually felt close to God. Now, the back porch is not everyone's thing. Not everybody enjoys birds. You have to find your own quiet space. In a forest, in your living room, playing music. There's many ways to draw close to God. There are practices like Lectio Divino. I know Ruth likes to practice that one. We were talking about that at home too. And it's a way of meditating. So you read a piece of scripture, you meditate on it. You think about it, you really digest it. And then you pray on it, each little piece. Again, this isn't for everyone. You have to find your own quiet. So I was searching for some ways to teach our children and youth and young adults how to pray, and I found, and you'll see them scattered around the sanctuary, I found a way to doodle your prayers. So some of the pews have them, and there's some on the back tables. Please feel free to take them. But what you do is you want to hold that up for me, Hannah? The other way. Is there spaces in the coloring, and the idea is to put someone's name in there and then color while you pray. And it gives you an action for those of us who can't sit still to listen to God. It gives you time to color and really focus on that person's name. You can put them down now. Thank you. It lets you focus your energy and your prayers on that person. And you can do the same while you're listening to God, is ask God a question and just color with the intent of listening to God. So that's another practice that can be done. So yeah, feel free to take those. There's tons on the back desk. Give it a try. I really connected and felt like I was really involved, and I really felt that my energy, the worry I had for the people I prayed for was reduced after I finished my coloring. So whatever it is you need to do to focus on prayer, the main thing is to block out distractions. But some of these practices is not necessarily to block out distractions, but it's a way to control the focus of your mind. So one of the ways I focused my mind in order to write was to go through the garden and do my weeding. I was able to pull the weeds and tend to my plants and prune, and all the while focus on what God was saying to me. It's not necessarily a meditation, but it's a meditative behavior. Now, I have one story I want to tell you. I didn't write this one down because it just happened. We took the kids to Ottawa for a whirlwind trip on Friday morning. We wanted to go stay in the jail hostel in Ottawa. It's supposed to be haunted. And then we went on a haunted walk to this haunted museum, and this was just a fun thing to do with the kids to celebrate the end of school. And so with Brian working on the reserve, it was suggested that we need to take medicine with us to protect us from the spirits. So Brian said, all right, that's fine. We'll go stop and get some medicine. So we drove out of our way to go stop at a reservation on our way to see a friend of one of his congregants and to get medicine. This guy's name was Jerry. And Brian asked me after what my favorite part of the trip was, and this was it. This man told us a story about being in a car accident many years ago and crossing over and dying and then coming back. And he remembered the experience of being on the other side. And instead of saying, poor me, I was in a car accident, and I've been damaged, my body's been damaged, I've been changed by this experience, he said, my job is to be grateful, is to accept and embrace that which God has given me. God has given me this experience and used this experience, and it is my job to embrace it. Sometimes God doesn't speak to us in a whisper. Sometimes he speaks through other people. Trying to embrace our own deficits, our own problems, our own illnesses is not easy. Really embracing them, learning to live with them. And we all have them. I learned so much in that moment. And I really felt that it was God telling me to do that. And I wanted to share that with you today. Music's my other place, as you all know, where I find God. There's a great movie for your summer movie watch. Is called Soul. Some of you may have seen it. It's on Disney. If we get a license back eventually to show music, we'll try to get one in the fall, or to show movies. I would love to show this because it's about this man who dies and doesn't want to go, so he's trying to come back. And in there, he's a musician, and he finds his zone. And it's a great depiction of all these musicians and artists and sports people in their zone. And that's where I feel I go when I do my music. So today I want you to think about where your zone is. What is your zone? What takes you to your zone? And is that where you can meet God?